before this greenery. Man sounds mad, but even stars now be feeling me. Man stressed out, man, but the bud now keep that healing, G. Man off my head in my zone, hella cheesing. Pause, inhale that good shit we be breathing. Man feel the
yeah, you're good, yeah. Good, not for your ears.
What's good, people? Welcome to Drunk Facts, episode 11. Today we've got the seasonal roundup. Yeah, all year of just complete madness, whatever's been cracking, all the mad things that's been happening this year. So, first and foremost, yeah, we're gonna start off with Anthony Joshua. Yeah, Anthony Joshua, might as well. We just start off with a bang in it. AJ.
Oh, what's your opinions?
My opinions on AJ, nah, do you know what?
Best heavyweight?
I like, oh, nah, definitely the best heavyweight in the world. Well, as of now, yeah?
Yeah, right now.
I guess so, he's the champion, isn't it? Like, come on, man.
Yeah, you got the most belts.
But is he not? I reckon he's been a bit shielded from opponents.
Yeah, well,
should have fought.
I mean, when you're a champion, and that, I think
Wilder
is hot. Yeah.
I think he ducked Wilder.
I definitely ducked.
I think Matchroom ducked Wilder.
Yeah. I don't think personally he's ducking. I think it's a bit to do with his management.
That's what I think.
Happened.
But
certain facts should have happened.
I feel like when you're a champion, it's harder for people to actually get to, even if people can call you out 24/7.
That's what I miss about boxing, because back in the day, number one was
man, calling you out.
Tyson, all them man era, Lennox Lewis, everyone, Evander Holyfield, all the baddest man were fighting.
For me, what kind of is a bad look on AJ is the Wilder Fury fight.
Yeah, exactly.
That was finalized quickly.
Get out of this ring. Doing my head in.
Yeah.
No, they both said they want to fight. Cool. His turn.
Boom. With Fury, wasn't really a big deal, as because you went through that period. Was it 2 years?
Yeah.
Of just
but remember,
and all of that. But you probably thought, you know what? He's gonna wait for that long. I'm just gonna knock him out anyway.
But if
you look at his Breakfast Club, he said Wilder was the reason why he back in shape.
But you have to remember that before if we speak about the politics, is Eddie Hearn was gonna try and sign Fury, and Fury offered, said he wants to fight this guy, that guy, that guy. Eddie Hearn basically said no.
Yeah. You're hated over there. I don't know why they don't like you.
Hated. Can you understand why they wouldn't like someone like Eddie?
So
yeah,
it's something going on.
And he tried to sign Wilder as well.
Yeah,
that's what they're behind the screens.
I think they're soon going.
Yeah, it must be, man. There's always that.
Well, put it this way. If Joshua was to lose against Wilder, that's Matchroom's money bags gone.
But do you reckon he'll lose against Wilder though?
No, it's not that if he will, if he won't. I don't know. I just think for that fight, it's can Wilder land? That's every one of these fights.
Wilder said he will do a trick.
Let's be real.
That's all it is. It's not. He's gonna outbox him because he won't outbox. Can he land a
people
right?
People aren't watching Wilder to see him outbox someone or Mayweather or someone.
Knock him out,
it's about the bang.
Everyone's watching for the knockout.
Will he land?
From watching the Wilder's last fight, yeah, I would say you won't really touch AJ like that.
I think Fury's better on his feet than AJ.
AJ's a bit more solid with it. He's a way more solid, actually.
That's what I'm saying, he's a powerhouse.
But at the same time, I don't know.
If you look at AJ's last fight, the guy is 50 years old and still catching him. The guy is
Povetkin.
Yeah, Povetkin's old as shit.
Povetkin caught him quite a few times. And he's shorter than him.
Four rounds straight, bro.
Yeah.
Caught him.
AJ will definitely get hit.
But it's...
You get hit, but are you going to get hit with that mad haymaker that's going to take my life?
Yeah, he ain't ducking.
Because Andy, I spoke to you about this as well. But people asking me these silly questions.
I think AJ fights.
AJ's not caught by, what's his name? Dylan White.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dylan White almost knocked his shit out.
Just a hook.
Yeah.
And he's standing in front of him doing this. He just gave him a Hail Mary, quick hook, boom. I don't think he's
challenging fights since Klitschko.
No.
But even then, and that's not a challenging
fight.
That
wasn't.
That's a 41-year-old.
Yeah,
41-year-old who come off a loss and hadn't fought for a year.
Yeah. Exactly.
Not good enough performance. He shouldn't have got caught very well.
So what, final question, AJ vs Wilder, he's gonna win.
AJ. Ooh. I'm still screaming AJ, man. I'm still team AJ on that one.
Do you know what? I used to be thinking, Wilder's gonna tear him up, but after the performance against Fury, I don't know, mate. I think AJ will have him.
Jeez.
We're sitting back.
I think for me, in my heart of hearts, it's got to be AJ, but I also think Deontay Wilder will catch him.
Yeah.
And if Wilder catches you,
Wilder's got a good shot because those playground bangs when they come out.
It's not like fucking Klitschko.
Mamma mia.
Why fucking Klitschko let AJ stay rocked for 4 rounds and never hit. So yeah, it's not gonna be the same story, isn't it?
Cool. So what we mostly agree is that AJ taking Team AJ. Next question. Khabib versus McGregor.
Tomorrow night, I'm gonna smash your boy, guys. Instead of waiting, I'm gonna smash your boy. Alhamdulillah.
Khabib got a hold of his ankle.
Alhamdulillah. Oh! Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, smash your, smash your, smash your boy. Alhamdulillah.
Amazing.
That was the best UFC. Oh. Not amazing.
That was amazing.
A poor performance from McGregor.
This is number one bullshit.
That was
McGregor. That's why it was amazing.
Hold on, wait, hold on. That wasn't a poor performance from McGregor. McGregor just got passed in.
That's a poor performance. he couldn't do his best because he was dominating, bullied.
Yeah.
I've never seen something like that.
I was rocking, blood.
I'm gonna smash that.
McGregor wasn't giving a good performance. McGregor gave it his all.
Yeah.
What was telling was
obviously McGregor fans was always talking about his left. He landed his left. He landed his left.
He did land his left.
But Joe, I heard,
on the third round, McGregor tried to catch him and said, it's just business.
Come on,
people. Now he's on top. In my opinion, people could kick off about him jumping over the thing, but while we were talking about him, other racist abuse, you know, you can't talk about someone's religion, someone's race, someone's fault.
But that's what he said, I talk in the ring.
And he did.
It's true though.
Yeah. Am I really talking in the ring?
Yeah. But brother, if you basically that's like, say I'm having a matchup with you, and like, I don't know, say where it's, but you're I'm chatting the most shit, and I'm like everything, and you're not even saying that. You're like, all right, cool. When we get to the ring, I'm gonna punch you out. And then when we get to the ring, you punch man, and then afterwards you get a cracking afterwards, you hop off the thing, you jump out like a madman and start smashing everything. Like, bro, I would expect it, innit? Really and truly, you can't really mess with a guy like that, bro. When you take in his beliefs and everything, and you go like you, but McGregor went against the grain on that guy, bro. And he was like, you know what, you can't really do that in this business, man. Just take that personal, fam.
If I was Khabib, I would have hopped over the team too. Don't forget the bus attack as well.
Why not the bus attack?
You obviously injured 4 UFC fighters. Yeah. Stopped 2 people from having a having a fight that night. He caused thousands of damages.
Yeah.
No one's
I heard he might have kicked off the thing afterwards.
Yeah, he did.
I feel like he did that. So
what's that?
There would have
Connor.
Well, no, Khabib jumped out into someone.
Yeah,
but that was in the octagon.
Yeah, he did. But he took off because obviously he knew he lost the fight, and he goes, you know, I need to create some sort of commotion so my man could get disqualified, or there can be some politics around it, so we can get a rematch.
No, but why would he wouldn't need to have to, because Khabib's fucking getting on the madness.
Yeah.
Behind him, do you know what I mean? So we wouldn't have had to do that.
He should have just sat still.
No, but didn't he kick it off though?
No, it was Khabib.
Connor started one in the ring.
Oh, yeah.
He was on top of the cage with another guy and he punched the guy.
Khabib was the catalyst.
But Khabib was gonna fight the other fighter outside the ring.
Fair enough.
Cool. That being said, Travis Scott, album of the year.
You don't even listen to that album, though.
I like it. Do you know what? I'm not really a Travis Scott fan, but I think Astroworld.
Do you know what? I big up to you, Travis Scott, because I don't really listen to you like that at all. Mm-hmm. At all. Like, bro, before, you would never catch me with one Travis song. Like Travis Scott, I love Travis Scott. I think you sent me the album. This guy ain't even listened to it. You sent it through, he ain't even listening. Bad guy. But I listened to it and I was like, you know what?
Where they do that though?
I actually like that album. Not all of it. There's a few tracks in there that I can fully fuck with and say, yeah, this is hard coming from Travis Scott, because from a person who doesn't really listen to you, you managed to impress me, bro.
What did you think about that Nicki Minaj controversy though, number one and that?
That was mad.
That's crazy though. I feel like she's being a bit bitter though, man.
See what?
Well, she ain't really doing enough for her to be screaming out, rah, like, my album's way better than yours.
She's trying to say it was fake news and all them things.
Nah, I feel like everything.
She tried to put his success towards Kylie Jenner.
It's true. Mm. Yeah, she had a baby. Is that his baby? Would you not think?
Yeah, of course.
Would you reckon?
Tiger tried to say it was his as well, innit?
Really?
Yeah, Tiger tried to say it was his as well.
Mm? I think Tiger's just sore.
Nah, but a DNA test, bro.
Missing that.
DNA test on that, bro.
He's missing that.
He's definitely missing that. 100%.
Taste.
He's missing that. She brought the best out of him. That's why he made a comeback.
Well, man, that's good, man. You had some inspiration in it. Made you make a sick album.
And I respect Tiger's comeback because Tiger was getting it hard. Mm. Even Nicki come at Tiger saying that we got a hairline transplant.
Yeah, but so did Tory, bro.
Oh, did he?
So did Tory Lanez, fam. Have you not seen his new head? Have you not noticed that his headpiece?
Yeah, Tory Lanez.
Do you know what? I call it head up, man. If you got the money to do it,
why not?
Yeah.
Why not, bro?
You want to fix it?
Yeah. I don't know how.
It's not like getting mad exactly surgery, man.
No, do 10 bags. Drop that.
Did he get fix his teeth?
Yeah, he did.
Get all Tories.
Get out.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
You can't make money and not fix. Yeah, you have to fix your shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
This is what happens though, man. You get your P's and you sort your life out. Well, if you got faults anyway. Yeah, man. Next one, Drake versus Pusha.
We already know. We all know who won that.
We all know who won that.
Yeah. King Push.
I'm gonna laugh.
What's your thoughts on that, man?
Pusha bodied him. And he bodied him on the road work as well. Because the whole situation of 40 being the person that leaked it, no pillow talking, innit? If that's not your wife, you don't talk.
That's actually so peak.
It's true. It's so
you know what's funny though? Because Drake did a little conversation, sort of like a podcast thing with LeBron James and who's the other guy?
There's a lot of them. Let's say LeBron.
There's three of them.
Yeah,
three of them.
But one of them is his manager or something.
It all depends, isn't it?
So they had a little conversation on the table and they were talking about the beef and then Drake started getting emotional saying how, you know what, Kanye West flew me out to Wyoming. Most of the time I thought we were working on, I thought I was out there to see him, but we were mainly working on his album. And then I showed him pictures of my kid and all this too. So you're like, you really painted a picture. And you know, when they filmed it was quite dramatic as well. They really painted a picture that Kanye looked like the snake.
Yeah.
The next day, Pusha T come out on, was it Joe Budden's podcast? They said, my bro, 40 gave me the information.
He just came and said it raw, man dropped me the info, this is where I got it from. But the thing is, that's mad, you know.
Apparently it's come from a girl that 40's been sleeping with.
Yeah.
That he's been provided opportunity for.
Yeah.
And doing things for, so.
Yeah.
But man, be careful the pillow talking, man. Be careful what you're saying, you know, under this
shit. No, I'm real.
Find a wife, man, and sit down, bro.
Even your wife,
there's certain things you just don't tell
her. Your wife is not snitching.
There's certain things you just don't tell her, that.
Nah, people keep it.
Everyone's sweating, but why are you laughing though?
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Next, we're gonna mix it up, man. We can't keep it all US vs. So on.
Come on.
What do you man? Have you man? What do you man think about Giggs versus Crepton Corner? Yeah. That tweet, blood.
I swear I got deleted.
Yeah,
what? Really? Yeah.
You know what's funny?
Someone
already screenshot that
because I see his video and I was like, oh, I'm not going to see this freaking tweet. So I've gone on the Crep's page. Like, there was bare comments saying, I'm only here for Giggs's comment.
Yeah.
And I was just like, where's Giggs's comment?
Even I said, when I saw it, I think I just randomly scrolling on YouTube and I saw it. And I was like, what's this? I was like, oh! Man's talking about you make man sick, like, oh shit.
Yeah,
so I actually went on Twitter after that and I was looking for the comment myself and obviously it wasn't there. Like, I couldn't see that at all. But as for what man said about it, how do you feel about it? Like,
man,
you got someone like Giggs addressing
it. I respect Giggs because he keeps it real 100% of the time. Yeah.
Now listen, I'm working here. I'm doing the thing. Anyway, I got the pass here, it's good. Obviously, she must have had an argument at home with her man and that. He's not giving her the good beat. You know when you're not getting a good beat at home and that, you just want to ruin everything for everyone. So let's roll through.
Yeah, I follow him on Instagram. Even what he said about DJs, everything is just always coming from the heart.
It's authentic, man.
It's authentic.
What Crepton Corner actually said about how they kind of opened up the scene for everybody else.
As much as I like Crepton Corner, do not agree.
I don't agree.
If anything, it was the Giggs who did that.
Yeah.
Like, you need to understand and respect.
Yeah. Talking the hardest was
bro,
was a,
you can, bro, that I ain't gonna lie to you.
Big monster.
Even before that, like, Giggs have been doing this thing from day, bloody raw mix.
Yeah, I was listening to
PYG and all them.
All of them tapes.
See when he was working with PRG and
Tiny Boots.
He put him through, innit? You know what I'm saying? Biggs been doing this thing for days, man. Can't chat. Bro, I ain't gonna lie, I wouldn't really mess with UK rap before gigs like that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Couple of my favorite artists like Kalashnikov and couple Channel U, man.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Trust me, Giggs made man proud to say, yeah, this is UK rap. Mm.
That, I think Giggs gave a lot of people inspiration to say, you know what, yeah. Like, you can do anything you flipping want to, even if the industry say no, nah, bro, because look, like, Giggs booted off the door.
Yeah, because Feds gave him a hell of a time.
Yeah, they're going to, because they don't want that sort of music being played. Gosh,
and
really and truly, yeah, you can't really put a stop to it, innit? Because so many people are doing it. If everybody comes and says, nah, we're going to do this, one man's already booted off.
So I understand why you felt some type of way about that.
I would, bro.
Because it's like, raw, man's... Man, trying to move like he's the only one that done this thing, and he's the one that put this thing in the back. Yeah. Come on, man.
They helped the remixes, but Giggs done the groundwork, man. I know that.
So that being said, obviously you got Crepton Corner's got their label. Was it Play Dirty?
Who signed to that?
Is it Youngin?
He's part of it.
I know that you did that new guy. What's his name? Did that is signed. To their team.
Oh, what, after the remix?
Yes, yeah. He's on the Play Dirty's label, isn't it?
Oh wow. So
that remix coming out, I don't know. Well, to be fair, when did this all start? Over Abs is taking out.
Yeah.
Abracadabra made Robbery and then Damlot remixed it and Abra's career completely took off after that.
But he was flying from the black box though.
Yeah, I feel like he could have made it
by
himself without
Damlot. What's he doing now?
Abra's got a few things. What's that song with
MO1
that was it?
Mm. Abra's done a lot, man. You can't really knock his work rate like that.
He's still young,
a lot, man.
Still young.
And he's still got a long way to go, man, in the industry, bro. But he's doing his thing, man.
Big
up Abra, man.
Yeah,
I think
that's done.
But that Adidas sponsor is real, man. Everything is Adidas, bro. So I rate that, man. Right, next question. Black Panther. Everyone's seen Black Panther? Yeah, I hope you lot have.
Wakanda.
I hope you lot have seen Wakanda Forever, by the way.
I'm gonna shake my shoulders. It's buffering all day.
What did you make of Black Panther? Because I know, obviously, I think all of us saw it before you did.
Yeah.
And I was amazed by Black Panther, to be fair.
Yeah,
but I think what struck me the most was Nathan's reaction. yeah. to Black Panther come
out. Okay, firstly,
I'm not the type of guy like that that would look into things my deeper.
Out of 10, I'll give it a 7. 7 out of 10. In my mind.
What do you feel was missing for you?
In my
mind. I feel like they could have covered on certain things more or.
To be honest, I think we needed more Killmonger. Personally, because they gave us an angle of Killmonger, and I don't think they gave us enough depth because he says some of the most powerful stuff in the movie, and some of the most powerful scenes are around Killmonger.
Yeah.
Because really, actually, I think this film could have been called Killmonger instead of Black Panther, if I'm honest. Because the way in which I see it is, remember the scene with his dad? The scene with his dad is so powerful.
Killmonger's pops, or
yeah, Killmonger.
I think they'll stay true to the original story.
Yeah, well, that's like,
also the thing about Killmonger, if you look at it, once he becomes. King of Wakanda.
That's it.
Do you not see the American influence in it?
Exactly.
Yeah, when I looked at that, I was like, oh shit. That links back to how America's got a grip on our black culture in their country. Once it goes to Africa, how they change straight away as well. Yeah. That way artists, you know, that sound more American. Let me drag you back, because what I'm saying, remember the scene that I was talking about with the dad? The dad, that scene is so important because the dad notices what he done wrong.
Mm.
The dad said, oh, I should take you home a long time ago. Mm. The dad's crying in front of him. So that's where, obviously the American influence, that's perfect. That's what it's meant to be. Because really and truly, all along, he was saying to his dad,
why are you giving this all 7 out of 10, bro?
Because I needed more. I needed longer, I ain't got that. Avengers was super long.
Yeah.
Compared to, I think.
Well, Avengers was bad.
It was crazy. Yeah. But I think, given that time, we could have given it that same time because the dad scene was too. Like the dad, obviously, we didn't get to see what the dad did. Like, we don't know enough about the dad.
Then again, they might have a number two. I feel but you know how it is, Marvel are always different, like they will always give you individual films, but at the end everything bases around sort of like school. Avengers and that.
Mm. That's the thing, Marvel, every film is relevant to
Yeah, but then you gotta think the next film that's coming for Marvel is Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
And then it's gonna be the next Avengers.
Then the next Avengers will come after that.
Because Captain Marvel will play a big part in the next Avengers.
Yeah, because remember everyone got wiped out in Avengers. Like, literally.
And that's who Nick Fury was texting on the page, yo.
Yeah, he just managed to press the button before you got what?
Hats, wait.
So we'll get to that.
You ain't watching the Avengers.
We'll get to that.
Fam, what's
that? Disclaimer, spoilers. If you haven't seen these films, go back and watch them because we're going to spoil this shit.
I ain't gonna lie, you lot should have seen this shit. That's
fine. You haven't seen Black Panther, go watch it. You haven't seen Shira's Story, go watch it.
Let's go back to Black Panther.
Yeah.
So, my opinion on Black Panther.
Out of 10?
Let me amend
the being, 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 being a guy with your roots. Let me see what he says.
Oh my god.
He gave me lower than what it is.
Now, let me
elaborate.
As a Marvel movie, average. As an African film, not great.
Do you know what?
For me, it was an American take on the African. And it wasn't enough true African culture.
Yeah.
Mm. When they went to Nigeria,
you didn't see nothing.
Trees. Do you know what I mean?
I saw trees.
When you go to Wakanda, you still don't see the true African influence in it. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. Mm. But then again, Wakanda's meant to be a spot that's undiscovered, isn't it?
No, fair enough.
Like hella technology and all of that.
Nothing of
Wakanda's representation of what Africa could be.
But nothing else is there. There is clothing and textile if you look carefully. Bro.
Yeah.
Let me just drop a fun fact in there. Chadwick Boseman, big up yourself, because he fought to get the accents in for that film.
And that guy from
Jabari. But to be fair, you know what?
They tried to give everyone in the cast like straight American accents. Mm.
But I do like the whole, a lot of the stuff that links back to slavery times and whatnot.
Yeah. And the American way as well.
Yeah.
They did do their
thing, but I just think it could have been No offense to any other culture. This was our chance.
No, wait.
It was pushed out so much, yeah. We have Hollywood, you have Bollywood.
When it comes to
Bollywood. We have Bollywood. I've seen some of the worst films in Bollywood.
This is our chance.
But I stamp on the film, do you know what I mean? This is the biggest fucking Marvel film. It could have been the biggest Marvel film. And it was just, it missed by that much.
Personally, for me, I feel like it could have been.
It was marketing bigger than anything.
You're putting mad pressure on Black Panther.
Mad pressure. But did it not make people, it made people go and dress up in an African clothing to watch a film? It made people think about their culture, their links. So the film should have been just as powerful as it was promoted.
But was that their goal though? Or was the goal Black Panther film? As a Marvel
part of
the Marvel Universe.
Of course it was. I think it was.
Your goal was different. They're not thinking about.
But how do you know? For me, in my opinion, I think it was the goal. No, I don't think so.
Because hold on, wait, we're talking about the whole Marvel Universe.
Anything that's made Marvel is made by
one character, bro.
Yeah. Bro, I feel like, if you look at the background and the casting in that film, everyone's Caribbean, fam.
Yeah.
Real stuff. Everyone's Caribbean,
bro. In what film?
Like, apart from that. But the majority of the cast, half of them are from Trinidad and Guyana and all them thing there.
Where's the music? Where's the African music?
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
There is.
But don't you feel like if they took some real Africans and put them in there and made the team raw and
offensive? Where's my man that was in Gladiator?
But where's my man from Black Diamonds and that? They should
have. That's what I'm talking about, the man there. Where was he?
Him. He could have played that role perfect. That would be mash.
You can't
be having man like, what's his name, Forrest Whitaker with the bus up high talking shit. You don't even have
He sounded like he's having super.
Every time I heard him talk, I was like, this is Black Panther.
This shit will give Black Panther.
Your eyes are bleeding. It's like having a Westerners brother.
And why are they not trying to tell African artists on the music?
I don't like you. I feel like everyone had to study. They had to go and study the accent before you even.
They had to go and study.
You just go and get some real people that can. You have to study Africa, but you can't be. That's like us man saying, we don't know shit about Africa, but let's study it for a bit and go and do this film and then go and portray it like how it was meant to be then. Go get some real actors to do that, like real Africans, bro.
That's
know their roots properly.
But you know the director, right? Michael B. Jordan, all that boys. So whatever that
guy is, obviously like, this is why it is though. Man are playing around too much, bruv. If I was gonna make that film, I'd have everything raw, but man would even be you have to go and look at the film, fam. Because there won't be no English, bro. Yeah, everything gonna be in the next language in real. I don't know what kind of language. I'd have some subtitles. That would be the real Black Panther.
But anyway, it's a Hollywood movie though.
Exactly.
That's an American take on the
African. American took over, bro. This is where it is.
In defense of Black Panther, I feel like everyone's putting pressure on it to be an African
film. It was a good film.
It was a good film.
I just feel like the casting could have been a bit
Marvel better. Film, okay.
But let's remember, it's still a Marvel film.
Yeah, but I know. This is,
I watched it twice.
But you know,
enjoyed it twice.
I still enjoyed that.
Avengers just beat it.
Because
very Black people wouldn't watch that.
Bro, Avengers were always top.
Because it's got bad people films. It's got bad.
That's what I'm saying, it was so highly hyped.
It was. I was gassed, bro.
It's not that much.
When I went to the cinema to watch it, bro, I thought I was in Wakanda.
We are home.
I went into the cinema, people was coming in like Black Panther outfits and that.
Sure,
my thing, they got their wife on their
side. Joe got me gassed.
Crazy.
Kendrick sold all of the stars. That video had so much African influences.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah, Black Panther's like that. Boy.
Someone should have put Kendrick in the film, innit?
Real. Kendrick would have been crazy.
I like Kendrick can actually act, bro.
Literally,
you see Kendrick in Power, bro.
Yeah, that was dope.
That's the best cracking I've ever seen.
I did think he had a bigger role in it.
Yeah, so did I.
But that, for the role that he had, I was like, rah, bro.
I was waiting for Kendrick.
I thought he was going to come back with a gun, man.
Yes.
And give it to my man to Pop.
Yeah, Pop Kanan with it.
Yeah.
Pop Kanan, you know who.
Overall,
Angel. Can I say it?
Spoilers. You haven't watched any of the shows we're talking about, and you don't want to get ruined for you. Just
switch it off, innit? But really and truly, by now you should have seen Black Panther.
You should have seen the whole of Power.
The whole of Power. Because if you ain't, I don't really know what you're doing.
Anyway. When she got popped, I was like,
You know, you saw the film, it looked booky. I just kept clicking.
This is why I don't watch any stories in that
place. And I saw the comments, people were going mad.
That's why I don't watch stories on
the internet. You fucking can't be rude.
Yeah, that's why I make sure I watch it on the days out.
Bro, how do you, next season, okay, Power though, like, season 6, what do you reckon, who's gonna die, bro? You reckon they're gonna kill Ghost, bro?
Nah.
I don't think Ghost can die.
Yeah, bro. I don't think he can.
Who holds the show?
Yeah, but this is the thing. I feel like this is why it's called Ghost.
Tommy makes it. Tommy can't die because he makes it.
Can Tommy hold it out for another three seasons?
I feel like Ghost. This is the last season.
Tommy and Ghost are killing each other.
Season 6 is the last season. That's it. There's no more after that.
Yeah.
They're making
up. It's like good and evil. Do you have yin and yang?
I think Tariq might get killed.
Nah, I feel like Tariq.
No one cares if Tariq gets killed.
Tariq's gonna live, bro.
Nah, yeah,
probably
not. Actually, Dre. Dre's gotta die.
Dre's my nigga still.
Nah, but he's gonna die.
Dre's gotta die.
Dre's my guy.
I wanna know what is
Dre. Is that your nigga? That's my guy. And run to me. You got yourself.
You're about snakes.
You know why I say that though?
Why?
Because in the role of which he was playing, you always wanted to help. And Ghost didn't want to give it to him. Like, you can't have a hoolie with you.
Yeah, but he's a hoolie. He's a hoolie.
I got out, man. They follow me, and I'll follow you.
You can't really say that.
What Dre does, bro. Just in a different light.
Yeah.
Bro, man's just trying to get to the top.
Yeah, but
and he tried to be respectful.
You gotta do, bro.
And look, bro, bring me true, bro. I want to work. I want to be the distro. And you're putting man like Julio above him. You got Julio.
Then again, this is why, man. Julio.
When he got slot, I was like, oh, he got.
But I had to rate 50 for that.
Whole I win.
Oh, yeah. When 50 got to that.
Now, when 50 got to that, I was
like, no way.
That's the show. That is my guy, bro.
Yeah,
I was like, you know what? I asked you, bro, his character in that team,
he was sticking in the best way.
He was just doing it. It was great.
If you're gonna snitch, be Kanan,
innit? This is why that's
great. How can man not F with Dre?
How? He's a snitch, bro. Man, you reckon?
Because Kanan was a snitch.
Kanan's like the biggest snakes of the show.
But then again, after that, you're snitching. You're actually snitching on paper, bruv. Yeah? It's mad. Man, I'm saying, take this deal or you're going to die, bruv.
But he did it to Lee Murphy's son, though.
Well,
yeah.
That's
come on, man. Bro.
That is crazy.
That is
super cold, bruv.
Your ghost son.
Yeah.
Bro, I ain't going to lie.
With Kanan, you always knew he was rolling. Ritimi started slowly, but Kanan just full on, boom, rolling, man.
Kanan taught Tommy and Ghost everything they know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is crazy for a man to come out, well, for them to even put you in jail, you would come up with a vendetta, wouldn't you? How many years, bro?
But to be honest, Ghost is a snake. Everyone's a snake in that show.
It's true, bro. It's all power, blood. Even Angela, I don't really. I hate
Angela. How can I hate on Dre?
That's the whole show about being a snake.
But Dre's the ultimate snake. He'd be snitching on paper and that, bro.
Nah, I like the lawyer.
That was what you mean.
Nah, the lawyer's the realest character.
Yeah, the lawyer.
Proctor.
Yeah, Proctor. He's the
Brockton's a G. Brockton, I feel like Brockton's probably the only
he's
kind of authentic. He kept it real. He's like, I ain't gonna snitch.
Actually, no way. Proctor has recently become a snake. He kept the laptop.
No, he's not. He's not a snake. He's a protect himself.
You gotta cover yourself,
yeah. Yeah.
But then, what's the
shine coming from Benjamin? I'm saying, bro, if he snitches on girls and Tommy, that's
still snitching, bro. To be fair, you're not gonna give man a fair one. Alright, cool. So, favourite character? I'll say Ghost. Personally, I just like the way Ghost moves. The way he gets rid of people is.
That's a lie.
When Ghost puts that black.
Oh, that's
that,
a lie.
That, you know what I said? Ghost is a bad man is when he was in jail and he. Who did he stab up? Was it Lobos?
No, he got someone else to do it.
He dropped out Lobos, bruv.
The police.
Did he do it?
The Fed.
Who did he stab now? John Lobos was alive, innit? Yeah. But he did stab up Lobos in jail.
Stabbed up the Fed.
Who did he stab in jail?
He put a weight on the guy. He stabbed up the Fed. He murdered the Fed.
Oh, yeah, it's what, Charlie Murphy, innit?
Yeah, he murdered the Fed.
He did Fed's stab Lobos.
Right. It was Ghost, man.
Because Ghost
killed everyone and he tried to make it look like it was the cartel.
Yeah.
That's what he came with. Ronald Marlowe from the wire.
You remember when Lobos is coming with the tray and he grabbed the tray and gave him the. And then he was on the floor beating. Everyone thought Lobos was dead after that. But he was actually still alive. So what happened?
Lobos was a character.
Lobos is some crazy ass.
Yeah. Ooh, you got me hard.
Best character
is Tommy.
I do like the way Ghost gets rid of people and his.
What's Ghost's wife's name?
Tasha.
But Tasha, you're a G Tasha's like a whore, me. It's in your blood.
How'd you get a girl?
Fucking G, bro.
Lala.
Ooh, Lakeisha. Damn.
Blood.
He had her unlocked.
When he was tapping it and they played, what was it, Drake? Come and see me. That batty was looking. You know what you're doing, bro.
Yeah, he knew, man.
He knew.
Hey, you know,
you don't watch it like that. He's such a G, man.
No, it's a madness. That's crazy, bro. That would be. Alright, cool. When we come off this power topic, we're going to be here forever.
Right, talking about power. We're the power episode.
We do talk about this all day, bro. But let me switch it again. So,